Welcome to the Dark Side Podcast, where we investigate the negative effects that fame has on celebrities. From substance abuse to suicide, if it has an impact, we talk about it. Welcome to this episode of Dark Side. Today, we will be discussing perfectionism and obsessive compulsion disorder, also known as OCD. OCD is a long-lasting disorder in which a person experiences uncontrollable and recurring thoughts, engages in repetitive behaviors, or both. And those things tend to go hand in hand. Been sitting here, can't get you off my mind. Try my best to be a man and be strong. I've drove myself insane, wishing I could touch your face. But the truth remains, you're gone. Singer Justin Timberlake suffers from both OCD and ADHD. His OCD has had major effects on his daily life. He has been diagnosed with OCD ever since he was a child. He usually has to stop whatever he is doing and spend time making sure that things are lined up perfectly. He also has these hand-washing rituals that he must do, or he can't function for the rest of the day. But his habits do not end there, though. Many people with OCD also struggle with intrusive thoughts. Intrusive thoughts are unwelcome and unsettling thoughts that lead to an obsession. Justin Timberlake is obsessed with his career. He can go nonstop. He's always in tour mode. He just doesn't stop performing. And that is a testament to his intrusive thoughts. He must keep going. He must keep performing. Although living with this disorder, he has still been able to succeed and create a remarkable career, winning Grammys and selling out arenas. He has not let this OCD slow him down. He also has not let his ADHD slow him down. He has been laser focused on succeeding in this entertainment world, which is really hard sometimes if you have the problems that Justin Timberlake has with focusing and making sure that things are perfect, because things happen and things don't always work out perfectly, but he has been able to overcome that. Justin uses his platform to motivate and inspire people to stay strong, and that is a testament to how he did not allow the OCD and intrusive thoughts to take over his life. He has been able to overcome the OCD, and he has not let anything break his incredible human spirit, because his human spirit has helped him succeed in everything he's ever wanted to do, and it is incredibly strong. And sometimes it's the most important thing in a human's life to have their strong spirit and to not let anything break it. Singer Camila Cabello also struggles with OCD. She says that she had relentless anxiety, which actually ended up being diagnosed as OCD. She has been quoted as saying in response to getting this news, "To put it simply, it made me feel like my mind was playing a cruel trick on me." She said OCD has affected her in a major way. She says that her condition has caused her to have knots in her throat, insomnia, and chronic headaches. She also noticed that her condition was affecting her relationships with the people around her. When she realized this, she decided that the best course of action was to try to get help. She has used methods like cognitive behavioral therapy, meditation, and breathwork. And Camila said that this actually helped her, and that she feels like she has won some kind of internal war in her brain. She says, "I feel the healthiest and most connected to myself I've ever been. And nowadays, I rarely suffer from OCD symptoms." She said that she explains that she views anxiety differently when it does manifest itself. And Camila is lucky that she has been able to overcome her OCD so much that it hardly affects her anymore. Most people aren't that lucky. Even though people are able to function every day with their obsessive compulsive disorder, they still are affected by the behaviors that they have to abide by to function. Like, they have to make sure that things are organized a certain way. And Camila doesn't have to do that. And she's been very lucky in that respect. I guess you could say that Camila is a success story. We don't get a lot of those when it comes to OCD. And she is a rare case, because people don't just overcome OCD in most cases. They learn to live with it. She doesn't have to. She does have to suffer from anxiety, but that topic was already covered in a different episode. Now we are moving on to perfectionism. Perfectionism is the need to be or appear to be perfect, or even to believe that it's possible to achieve perfection. Perfectionism is viewed as a positive trait, but I highly disagree with that. I feel like it is a damaging trait, as it can be stressful and put people under more pressure to appear perfect if they feel like they have to be. It almost creates this fantasy, this idealized version of this person, if they believe that they have to be perfect all the time. It creates a power imbalance, a more parasocial relationship with celebrities, and it puts them on a pedestal because they believe that they should be up there too. Perfectionism is not a positive thing. It is a very negative thing. And it is a very unhealthy way to live. I'm a single lady, now put your hands up. Beyonce feels as though she's not able to make mistakes. Like, she can't make a mistake. She has to be perfect in everything she does. She makes herself be the best version of a performer that she can possibly be. It's in her blood to not make a mistake. It's her thing. Her thing is being perfect and making no mistakes. She never has made a mistake, and she tries to make sure that she never will. And so far in her career, she hasn't. That's why she is so successful. Everything she does, she makes it work. Everything she does is different and unimaginable. But she succeeds at it. Beyoncé is known as Queen Bee. She truly is the queen of pop for taking risks and succeeding in everything, sounding great at everything she does. We as a people view Beyoncé on a completely different level from everyone else. She knows this, and she uses it to feed her perfectionism nature. She even performed with the same exceptional talent while pregnant with twins. She didn't miss a beat. When Beyoncé performs, she makes sure that nobody sees the hard work that goes into her performances. She just makes herself look effortless. I mean, it's obvious that a lot of preparation has gone into it, but she will never let anyone see the hours and hours of rehearsals that she's had to make herself look so good. When she won a Grammy for Lemonade, she wrote her acceptance speech on a golden pamphlet that she had been very intentional with writing. She has always been intentional in trying to set herself apart from everyone else and appearing to be this perfect, non-human, goddess-like figure. And while I think that Beyoncé is amazing and has an amazing talent, I don't know if I would call this a good thing. A lot of people say that she's a role model, but I don't see perfectionism as something to look up to, and I don't view what she does as being a good role model for people. Showing the hard work and allowing yourself to make a mistake helps you grow as a person. If Beyoncé keeps holding herself up to a standard as someone who is superior to a human, she will crumble eventually under pressure because she had given us all the expectation that she will never disappoint us. And honestly, I think her country music is going to be the thing that eventually hurts her. She's never tried country music before, and country music is a hard industry to grow in. Because country music fans, they're not as open-minded, and they don't like change. I don't know if this career shift was a good idea for her. I don't know if she is going to succeed in this realm like she has in every other career move that she has made. I think that this could be the end to Beyoncé's perfectionism. And I don't know if she has been prepared to deal with the criticism because she's never had to before. So it's going to be interesting to see how her career progresses after this career move to country music and if her perfectionism continues. Different type of perfectionist. She sort of personifies everything that I've said about perfectionism. For instance, when she sang a slowed down version of Fast Love as a tribute to George Michael, she stopped and asked to start over. She then apologized repeatedly for messing up the performance. She was really hard on herself for messing up.
Fast love, fast love. I know it's live TV, I'm sorry. I can't do it again like last year. I'm sorry for swearing and I'm sorry for starting again. Can we please start it again? I'm sorry, I can't mess this up for him. I'm sorry, I can't. I'm sorry for swearing, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry, Ken.
Felt so terrible, but the crowd didn't care. Adele does make mistakes. She lets her mistakes show. But that doesn't stop her from wanting to be perfect, and that doesn't stop her perfectionism nature. It would have been easy to just power through a performance. She would have just let it be average. But Adele is anything but average. She is one of the greatest singers in the history of music. She said that she can't do it again like last year, because she was referring to the technical issue she had during her 2016 performance of All I Ask. She needs to know that she can be amazing. She needs us to know that she can be amazing. And after starting over, she proved it, that she can be amazing. Adele started going to therapy in 2018. This followed her split from her husband. She realized that without therapy, she stopped holding herself accountable for her behavior, and that wasn't okay. She decided that she was going to do it because she wanted to make sure that she was better at everything she was doing, topping herself at everything so that she could give her fans everything. That is problematic. Adele is terrified of performing live because she gets so emotional, but she loves making music. But when she knows that she has to perform live, it fills her with dread. Her perfectionism is the huge driver of that anxiety that she feels. She has always put a massive amount of pressure on herself that everything has to be perfect. And so that has gone into her delaying shows, canceling shows, postponing performances, and she always has to apologize to her fans for doing so. She feels so bad about it, but she knows that it's for the best because she wants her shows to be as perfect as they can be. And sometimes that means postponing it. I admire Adele for owning up to her problems, owning up to her mistakes that she makes, and wanting to be perfect. I also admire her for recognizing that perfectionism can be very problematic and that it can take over your life, that it's not a positive trait in someone's life, that it can be scary and that it's a vicious cycle. So Adele is a perfectionist, but she's a perfectionist that understands the dangers of perfectionism. And I believe that that is why I don't think that Adele will crumble under the pressure. She knows that she can make mistakes. So I don't think that she will take as many risks as Beyoncé has taken. And I think that's the difference between them. Adele knows what it is to fail. Beyoncé doesn't. And failing is a learning opportunity.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dark Side. Tune in next time to hear us investigate the next topic. I'm just like you. Problems look nothing like yours do. Yeah, I get sad too. When I'm down, I need somebody to talk to. Yeah, I feel the same as you do. Same stress, same shit to go through. I'm just like you. If you want